재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵 Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. And today it is Thursday, October 30th, 2020, which means we are going to take a look at some headlines that happened on this day in history. 네, 오늘은 2020년 10월 31일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Well, let's take a look here. This one we're going to be talking about some foreign films. And I feel like this is a great one here to talk about. You know, I love talking about films and the film industry. So it's great because it's a short headline here. So it'll be easy to kind of break down first in Korean and then we'll switch it on over into English. So let's take a look here. It says, 외화에 눌려 자생력 상실. So it's quite easy, right? Well, I mean, at least the length of it is quite easy here. But we're talking here about foreign films, which we refer to as 외화. 외화. So that's that 외국 영화. 외화. You know, it's kind of smooshing that together. So, and they're talking about how it's kind of being overwhelmed by, it's kind of being squashed by them. That's that 눌리다. So it's saying that, you know, there's this kind of loss of self-sustaining power here. That's that 자생력. 자생력 is the term we use for a self-sustaining power from under these kind of foreign films. And there's this loss that's coming from it. That's the 상실. And so the reason they're talking about this is that in 1985, the Korean film industry actually wasn't doing too great at the time. What was happening was there were so many foreign films being imported that a lot of films were primarily American films, and a lot of people weren't being able to experience other films from other areas like Europe, as well as Korean films as well, which was kind of, you know, unfortunate. A lot of people wanted to experience and see films from different countries, as well as kind of have an increase in the Korean film production as well and see that kind of improve. So people were kind of, this whole article was basically based on the difference in a production amount spent comparing that on foreign films versus the Korean film industry and what they had hoped that could improve for the future. And so I feel for me, I personally love Korean films. I'm so glad to see that the Korean film industry is doing well now. I absolutely love a lot of Korean films these days. So I'm curious about you guys. Have you watched any Korean films before? And which one was your favorite? Let me know in the live stream. I'd love to hear which one and get some recommendations from you all. 네, 여러분은 한국 영화 중에서 어떤 영화를 가장 좋아하시나요? Let me know. But now let's take a listen to our next song here. This one is by Michael Jackson and it's featuring 50 Cent and it's called Monster. Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and we have been talking about so many things today. We have talked about 회식 today here at the beginning of the show, which is kind of like those weird combinations for things that you eat. And I got some really fun messages that I wanted to get to before, but we didn't have time, so I want to get to those now. First, I got a message from 8548님. It says, 샐러드를 만들 때 채소, 사과, 남은 치킨, 양파, 고수를 넣어서 먹는 괴식 샐러드 레시피가 있어요. 사실 제가 제일 좋아하는 샐러드입니다. 근데 아내와 친구들은 다 고수를 싫어해서 저걸 보고 기겁을 하더라고. 보통 한국 사람들은 고수를 싫어하는데 제 풀 때 기랍니다. 저 고수 진짜 좋아하거든요. 그래서 제가 메시지 딱 보고 아니 이거 진짜 맛있는 샐러드인 것 같은데요. 딱 생각했는데 아 맞죠. 한국 사람들이 고수를 싫어하는 사람들 꽤 많죠. Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of people who don't like 고수, which is hold on, don't tell me. I know this. Cilantro or coriander, depending where you're from. And yeah, there's a lot of people that don't like 고수 here. Think of it kind of like the 깻잎 for foreigners. A lot of foreigners do not like 깻잎 because they feel it has that like 치약 kind of toothpaste thing. For a lot of Koreans, they don't prefer 고수 because it has that kind of medicinal taste to it. Not everyone, just as a general sort of thing. 우리 커피 쿠폰 보내드리겠습니다. 어, 메시지 보내주셔서 감사합니다. We also have a message from 1243 or 1243. It says, wait, what? Kimchi on bread is really good. What? Kimchi on bread is really good. I do not, really? I don't believe this. Really? No. Really? I'm so at a loss for words at this. I'm going to send you a coffee coupon just because that stunned me into silence. 커피 쿠폰 보내드릴게요. I'm just so confused by that. And finally, Adrian Linga here says, oh, this is about, we were talking about movies here. Ever watched Miss Granny, the Philippine remake? There was a Korean version of it, and I haven't watched that yet. I have not seen Miss Granny yet, so I will have to put that down on my never-ending list of things to do in my life. As you can see here, it goes to the floor. However, I have a recommendation for you all. If you have not seen the movie 해바라기, that is one of my favorite Korean movies of all time. Highly recommend. It is, you know, if it's a little violent, of course, but great movie, very sad, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. That's probably one of my favorite Korean movies. However, I love chatting with you guys, but we always run out of time, so let's just get to our next headline.
Korean에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean.
That's right, everyone, here at Headline Korean, I'm gonna take this headline, break it on down, and give you those key words and key phrases. Yeah, I can't rap. So, you guys know how it goes here. We're gonna take these headlines and just kind of summarize the current issues going on here in Korea. So, keep yourself updated with the latest issues by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. And today's article, it's quite an it's a good one. It's one that I'm not really quite looking forward to. It's talking about gray hair or premature hair. So we refer to this as a 새치. 새치. That would be what we refer to like that premature hair is. So let's just kind of jump into this here in Korean first and switch it on over into English. It says here,
그냥 흰머리인 줄 알았는데 새치 많이 나면 이것 의심.
And so what we're talking about here, like that first part is kind of almost conversationally said. You're just like, I thought it was just gray hair. Like, I was like, oh, 그냥 흰머리인 줄 알았는데. Like, I just thought it was gray hair. That 흰머리 is you're talking about, technically 흰 here is like white, but we just call it gray hair. Like, I just thought it was a gray hair, like 뭐뭐를 like 뭐뭐 한 줄 알았어요. 뭐뭐 한 줄 알았는데 is like I thought it was, and then that 새치 here again is that gray hair or the premature hair. It's kind of like coming too early, and then when you kind of were talking about here 많이 나면 like 머리가 나다 is to grow hair, and so they're saying oh, but if you're getting a lot of those, like a lot of them suddenly, they're like, you should be a little suspicious. And that's where that 의심 comes in. 의심 is like suspicious. Be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Sorry. Okay. So anyway, what they're saying in this article here is how, you know, it was very normal for people in their 30s and 40s to grow hair, you know, gray hairs and stuff. That's very normal. And even for people in their teens and 20s, there's a lot of people who will sometimes get gray hairs, you know, little bits and stuff. That's very common. And we call those 새치. And a lot of that has to do with the melanin cells again. This could be due to things like stress or even your genetics as well. But if you suddenly get a huge crop of them like popping up in a short period of time, they said it would be good to check for certain diseases or abnormalities. The first one being thyroid abnormality. Your thyroid gland controls your metabolism. It kind of maintains your body temperature here. And so there could be a problem with your thyroid if suddenly you have a pop-up of 새치 coming in there. Also, it could be related to diabetes as well. This is another one that's controlled due to, what is that called, your pituitary glands. And finally, your kidneys as well. There could be some problems with your kidneys. These are all causes related to 새치, that premature gray hair. So just things to keep in mind if you have a sudden pop-up of a large amount of gray hairs here. Just maybe go get it checked, make sure everything's okay. But I'm curious about you guys. Do you have any gray hairs here? You know, we're all family, can talk openly about this stuff. Let me know in the live stream chat. But let's get to our next song here. The song is by the one and only Taylor Swift, and it is called Haunted.